Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show every single Tuesday with Sean and RJ, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, guys, good morning, and I hope you're doing good this morning as well. But we sure are in a unique time here for a Tuesday morning, and a combination of the kind of season that we're having and the combination of the circumstances around the season, so we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do, sir. And Jerry, the Tuesday 8:30 interview is just setting world records in terms of ratings, because it's the first time we hear from you after a game. Do you miss talking to the media on Sundays because of the COVID circumstances?
Well, I personally do, because I enjoy that particular time, and it's a time where you have a perspective that is really fresh, if you will. I obviously wouldn't have looked at any film of individual play or as a unit. I would have looked at it the same way a fan does, and I think that gives you a different perspective, and then as I should and do, you adjust that as you get the evaluation of individual coaches, explanation of why they substituted that way, or why they basically affected the changes they affected during the game. I know the game plan going in, and I know what we're trying to do going in, and so usually what you're hearing after a game is me an assessment of how we did relative to what we thought we might do or hoped we could do. But I miss that, yes.
So, Jerry, a lot of Cowboy fans are freaking out over the report that Earl Thomas is going to visit with the Texans, and they said, please ask Jerry, why not at least bring in Earl Thomas for a workout after the secondary had the day they did against Russell Wilson and Seattle? And what would be your answer to that?
Well, I would hope that they are, first, would assume that I'm aware that Thomas is out there, number one, that I'm aware of that, and I am. Number two, that I also am interested at this juncture in improving this team now, right now, and I am. And so all of those things you would assume that I'm right on top of, and I am, we are, and what we're doing then will be gauged by that. There's obviously, I know our fans don't expect to know the detail of what might be going on relative to, you know, this issue, because you can see it's potentially very competitive, and it's also dependent upon our evaluation and just how much we want to act on it. So, you know, that's a mouthful and it's mealy-mouthed, but it's still, it's what it is. We're very on top of this and very on top of doing anything we can do to help us the next game and for the rest of the season.
Jerry, if you're looking to improve the team and you know that Earl is out there and you don't go after him, does that tell us that you don't believe that Earl necessarily makes this team any better?
I don't want to get there. Your question basically is getting into my logic, and so I don't want to go there, and I don't want to go there not to be cooperative in our conversation. That there are ways that we can get better. There are prices you pay to get to acquire talent. There are progress stoppers. If you've got a different plan, there's all kinds of considerations that you go into before you decide to make an acquisition.
Are you concerned with the play of the secondary?
Well, I think the fair question is, do I want us to play better? And the answer is yes. Do I see that we've got a path to getting better without doing something that is out of our control, which is acquiring a player? That's not necessarily in your control at all. The circumstances or the demands might be something you don't want to do. And so based upon what we're doing right now, if it is being addressed. It was being addressed the other day. It didn't work, but it was being addressed the other day. But it is being addressed, and I think it's being addressed under these circumstances the very best way we can.
So, Jerry, Steven kind of echoed that yesterday, saying we think we have the internal answers. Why should fans have that hope when the passing numbers are so bad? Why do you think the answers are within the team and on the roster?
Well, let's just say that let's say that you interpreted as some of the receivers and running wide open as mental. Let's say that we did that, not necessarily physical, but the design of the defense just didn't let the player physically get there in time to make the play. Let's say it is more mental. Then what you're hearing is you assume you can correct those mental mistakes and you can make the adjustments that need to be made. And so that's what he would be doing, and that's what I would be doing, is seeing if we have the capability of literally correcting those mistakes. Mm-hmm. The idea is that you could do it with a change in personnel, but that personnel might not have been able to get there or might not have not made the mistake. And so the question is, which way are you better off? You might could be better off by changing personnel, but you may tear your roster up for future structure in the roster. So it's too high a price to pay.
Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. Jalen Smith kind of commented on this last week, maybe simplifying the defense. Is that a fair question to ask, Jerry, with the offseason and the craziness of COVID, that maybe the defense needs to be simplified a little bit with some of the missed assignments?
Well, by the way, any of these questions are very fair and very on point. And so make no mistake about it, I personally know why I'm answering or trying to answer these questions or addressing them. There's no question we've changed defense philosophy. We've made that change from last year to this year. Any carryover of veteran players or players that were in our system, any carryover from last year's defense, you don't have. And so that's a change. Then you're obviously dealing with new coaches and the coordination of a new coaching staff. And we have some excellent coaches. And that's a part of being able to have this vantage point or being able to be shown the detail of how this new staff is coming together, and also the philosophy that they have, or any changes that they're making. And I have down here listed this morning, if I were asking the questions, I would have been ready to answer, what do you think of your new coaching staff? And obviously that would include the head coach. And to me, that's one of the most positive things we've got. That's one of the really real, under the circumstances, under what we have, the COVID, the way we put our team together, everybody's had to do a lot of this. But one of the most positive things we've got is look for real future progress in what we're doing on all phases of our game. It's there. It's a look forward to it. It can be there. It's not illogical that it will be there. Look forward to them doing it. Look forward to the players better executing it. And look forward to us changing some things, because this staff is really not bound by, they're on the bubble. They don't feel that way. They shouldn't feel that way. They're just starting, this staff. Don't feel that way that this staff is reluctant to do something that they've made a commitment on years earlier. The staff doesn't have that, is not shackled with that. You're going to see some changes, and you're going to see some changes on the run, and you're going to see some changes on the run by the from one series to the other. That's all good for the makeup of this team. It is.
Jerry, I didn't know all these years that you had a list of questions that you were expecting us to ask. How do we get you to run down those questions to keep us on our game, know we're asking the right questions with checks and balances? What else should we ask you today?
Well, I'm a world-class doodler, and I'm telling you right now, it looks like a madman on following me around all day looking at my scribbling. I certainly go through, and if you don't think that I haven't asked myself 99 and 9/10% of the time the questions in some form or the other that you ask me, then you underestimate me. I ask myself those questions. I try to answer them. I come up with all kinds of stuff. I look back, try to read what I was thinking 10 minutes ago. It's hard to read, but I can make it out. But I sit around all the time and go through all these machinations. And frankly, that's how I do everything.
All right, just promise us one time after the season you will sign one of the doodle papers from the interview so we can frame that, because everyone is always wondering what you're doing with that pen in the background. So we need a Jerry Jones signed doodle piece of paper. One of the other questions, Jerry,
well,
I'm
one
freaking
of the most famous things I've in noodling that I've ever done is I took a napkin about a quarter of the size of a dining table in a normal restaurant. And I took that napkin and was sitting there with a player telling him that we were going to move on without him, Terrell Owens. And we were in Florida.
Yeah.
And I completely used that napkin with a marker and was put Terrell on one side and the Cowboys on the other, and went down through there and gave the reasons why and reasons from his perspective, our perspective. And this was when I was saying bye. And I think that Terrell, I'm trying to think where that napkin is, but it was a thing of beauty on noodling, I promise you. And Terrell laughed about it later on many times.
All right, Jerry, and he's told that story a lot. I know this question's on that piece of paper. What is going on with Lael Collins? Is he going to need surgery? And when do you expect him to actually play for you?
Well, except what I'm fixing to say. We don't know. I don't know. The doctors don't know. And so we are trying to work through some structure issues. We're trying to work through those relative to I'm going to compare this to inactivity with COVID. One begets the other. The less activity you can have sometimes in these injuries or in these health issues, the harder it is to get it better. And you can have something else that's preventing you from doing the things you need to do to get better in another part of your body. and that's what's happening here. And so we're trying to the reason that you're not hearing something definitive, as you well know, if you're going to have a problem in the NFL because of the length of a season, when you start off in early August or late July, the best time to have anything corrective that identifies with surgery is right then. The quicker you can do it, if you're going to have to do it, the better off you are. Because of the length of the season, you can basically have surgery sometimes in July, and you can be sitting in there a month before the playoffs and be back helping your team. That happens. So you want to do it early. The reason you don't do it early is because, if necessary, you have moved along and narrowed that gap of how to manage it so you can get the most time for the season. Every player wants to do that, and certainly the team does. So we've been easing along so that we can see if we can get more time that way with Collins. And that's the process that you see going on. And the doctors, the trainers, the owner does not know when it's going to be at a point that he can do some other things that have him ready to go in a week or two. So it's still there. It's still working. Still possible for him to play. The longer you go, the less optimistic you get.
Jerry, are you more worried about your tackle situation than your safety situation?
Oh, I think that you're seeing us how you make adjustments, and you're seeing us have capability to make adjustments. Very few teams that I even know of, much less having been around, are as complete in the offensive line as we've been here over the last 5-6 years. We've always been around where we were having to make do for a particular injury or particular setback. Position flex in offensive linemen is critical. Martin's one of the best situations I've ever seen for position flex. It's funny how the great ones are the best one for position flex. So was Larry Allen. And when we paid Larry, I thought we were paying our left tackle. I thought that's where he's going to go for the rest of the lifetime and his career. And Flozell Adams popped up, and we ended up getting him, so we never had to put Larry out at tackle because we had the luxury of playing him inside. Having said that, this position flex thing is a big deal. I would say that what we're dealing with is, frankly, business as usual in the NFL. I think you have, because it takes so many to have an offensive line, five people in the definition of the offensive line, not like safety two, corners two, although you do have a position flex issue there in the secondary as well and can interchange sometimes. Bottom line is that what you're seeing now is what you need to get ready to be used to, frankly, in now and in the future as far as not having it with five or four all pros there. And that's just what we're into. You can't do that in the way the game is structured. You can't do that and have the skilled players and have players on both sides of the ball and have an offensive line like the one we were used to the 1 and 2 years back.
Jerry Jones joining us here, 105 Through the Fan. I know you watch all the games, the Monday night games, if you guys aren't playing. Watching last night, do you see a major gap between the Cowboys and where the Chiefs are right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see a team that is clicking. They're the Super Bowl champs, and they look like they've gotten better. The running back is outstanding. I watched him live last year at LSU. I was watching my grandson play him, and at that particular time, I loved him. I loved him in the draft. I was dreaming that he might get over into the second and somehow be around where we could look at him. But he's an exceptional player, their running back. And obviously with their quarterback, who's, I think, at the highest level right now because of his, frankly, as much as just his natural ability to make plays, his mobility. And this guy's very quick and elusive and can get in and out of situations with his feet and buy time. The quarterback we played Sunday is of that kind of nature. He's very has great ability to get in and out and then make the play. That play Dak made at the end of the game that got intercepted. Well, the result of Dak's ability that let him get that ball off was really great and outstanding. Well, these guys do that, have that ability a lot. They are very quick-footed, and they have the unique ability to possibly take their eyes away from the field for a minute and then immediately focus back and see. Romo had that. And so they could turn his back on it and turn around and hand-eye and get it done quick. And so those are things that show up, and that's what's showing up with these guys. They're buying time with their feet. They're buying time with their instincts and their feet.
Jerry, fantastic discussion. I got to say, I didn't believe you. I didn't believe the NFL that you guys would be able to pull off the COVID numbers like you have. Looking forward to seeing the attendance Sunday against Cleveland and keep it going. I didn't think it could happen, but you all pulled it off so far.
Let me say this. Wouldn't it be great? And that's something to look at. If we can have the kind of game, as exciting a game as we had our first game this year at the stadium, then this could be the stadium's finest hour. And did it with no fans. Now, who would have thought I could ever say something like that? Or did it with very limited fans? No, we're going to have a lot of fans out there. And hopefully have a lot more than we did last Sunday.
Jerry, have a fantastic day. I want that doodle paper signed, Jerry. That's it. Thank you for the time.
See you later.
Jerry Jones. We finally have an answer to what he's been doing on that with that scribbling on that paper for 10 years. We finally got the answer. He is talking and writing either questions or his responses to the questions that he's given us. That's Jerry Jones, brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.